Rich Council, it's the 5th of November, 10:34 in the morning, and appreciate everybody coming today. Mr. Endicott, welcome back, and would you call the roll, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Barnes.
I'm here.
Representative Davidson.
Here.
Senator Halford. Senator Jacko. Representative James.
Here.
Senator Kelly.
Here.
Senator Little.
Present.
Representative McLean. Senator Miller. Chairman Mulder.
Here.
Senator Pierce. Representative Phillips.
Here.
Representative Sanders.
Here.
Senator Taylor. We have a majority of members present, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the September 14th minutes.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Little.
I have a couple of comments. One is that Representative Phillips was, I believe, in Homer. It's just a technical thing. She wasn't in Soldotna. And then, since we were on teleconference, on items 3 and 4, it probably should say the roll was taken and the motion passed unanimously instead of with unanimous consent, since we all did have to vote.
Any objection? Okay, those amendments to the minutes are made. Any further discussion of the minutes? And at this time, I'd like to put the roll to reflect that Senator Halford, Senator Taylor, and Senator Jacko have joined us. Thank you. Any further discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, Representative Barnes has made a motion to adopt the minutes.
As amended.
As amended. Is there any discussion? Any opposition? Hearing none, the minutes are adopted. The next item on the agenda is the computer procurement. And I think Mr. Donaldson is here to talk to us about that. Please join us now.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There are actually two competitive procurements under the one agenda item. The first of the two items was the procurement of some computers and printers. I propose that using the savings that we made in our chargeback in FY93, which was rolled forward, we procure 90 Macintosh SE30 computers and 50 printers. The low bid on that, and these are all low bid items, totaled $127,060. Part of that proposal that I've made, and it is in the packet with the backup material, is that part of those computers be distributed to the legislators, 54 of them, and 28 printers be distributed to legislators, and the remainder, the 36 and the other 22 printers, go to the legislative information offices. We are still do not have computers in the legislative information offices. We have the older dumb terminals connected to the mainframe. And that's a major stumbling block in this effort to downsize and get off of the mainframe and really reduce the $360,000 a year we're now paying for that. I think we can continue to bring that number down. We're going to have to take some of those savings and put them towards equipment and the local area networks. The second bid item on there is for routers. The total on that is $25,190, and that is also the low bid on the competitor there. A router, in the terms that we're talking here with computers, it is the mechanism in which we want to connect all of the Macintosh computers in the Capitol building or in the Anchorage office or Fairbanks office space come next interim to the local area network. There has to be some mechanism in place. There are two common techniques. One is called the routing technique. That's much more secure. We can provide security for the offices. A little more expensive. The bridge technique, which I would not recommend, is nothing more than a patch panel, allows no security, does not allow protection of one office, and it also gets us into a situation where we're faced with a single point failure. I recommend that the council approve both of these procurements and look forward to having a new local area network in place in the capital in January.
Thank you, Darrell. One moment, please. Members, do you have another packet available?
Robin.
For Senator Hopper? Darrell, currently, what are we being charged?
I gotta make better work.
What are we being charged by admin for computer service?
Our total computer service bill last year was right at $360,000. It will probably be around $310,000 this year. Last year was the first year on chargeback. We were able to make some easy, quick savings on that, which is part of where we want to pay for this services from or this extra equipment from. This year, I would estimate $310,000 to $320,000. I would think that we can drop that another $50,000 to $60,000 next year with the local area network in place, and maybe even up to $100,000.
So the money that's being proposed here is not new money. It is money that's existing within the budget.
That's correct. It is money actually that was part of the FY 93 to 94 rollover from savings which were made last year in the efforts to cut down our consumption on the mainframe service.
Okay. And the other point I'd like to point out to members is the fact that part of the proposal, as Darrell has mentioned, is for the SE30s, and as technology is changing, they are upgrading or making changes, and these computers are offered apparently at a very low price relative to current standards?
Yes. Taking a bottom-of-the-line Macintosh today, I think, would cost us in the neighborhood of $1,300, $1,350. These at $895 with a good level of memory for operation, the extended keyboard, which is very popular. I think it's a very good price. I was hoping for a little better in that quantity, but the market's tight out there. Still a very popular computer, even off the used market.
Before we throw it open for questions, I think I'd like to turn to Representative James, who has chaired the Subcommittee on Technology, for any input she might have at this time. I know this has been an item that's been discussed on the Subcommittee.
As far as I know, the committee is in support of this, and certainly I am. I think this is moving in the direction that the committee has been, and that is to get us more mechanized and off of the mainframe, and this is an effort to do that. You know, that the amount of money that we're paying on the mainframe is we could have, many computers apiece if we could get rid of that big chunk of money. So I think it's a really good effort by the part of Mr. Donaldson to help us move us in that direction.
Senator Little.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've kind of forgotten, are the SE30s the ones that are able to run SISM?
They can run SISM, and the there will be the ability to connect the Macintosh computers to the mainframe. SISM is a mainframe mail system, which is useful in sending mail messages between different locations. There will actually be a new mail system on the local area network in Juneau, allowing very easy exchange of notes and messages between offices. It will also contain a bulletin board service. We've thought about, we might even get Linda's apartment list up on that, so it would be easier for staff to see changes. It could be used for a lot of variety of functions, and it's a mail system which is considerably easier to use than SISM is, and that's a mainframe process. And one of the things that's historically true about mainframe systems is they are written by computer people for computer people, not often considered in the ease of use that the smaller computers, the PCs and the Macintoshes, have been.
Thank you.
Representative Phillips.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Donaldson, I appreciate the work that you've put into this, and I certainly support it. I only have one area of hesitation, and that is the low bid concept going to somebody from out of state. In considering the bids, were there any bids that were even close from Alaska distributors or Alaska bid?
The On the computers, no. There were no bidders from in-state that offered used equipment to us. The companies that handle that type of business are usually fairly large. They have reconditioning facilities. All this equipment is totally reconditioned and then warranted for 1 year is a normal, kind of an industry standard. There was no Alaska bidder on the printers that was within about 20%. On the routers, there was a Juno company that bid, actually the same brand of router, the Webster router. They were 13% higher than the direct bid from California.
Thank you.
Senator Jacko.
With regards to the security aspect of this, I guess that's every single computer will be tied into the, what is it, the router?
Every single computer will be tied to the local area network through a series of routers. The router is a technique in which we can isolate an office and still allow that connection to the centralized local area network computer. They're very capable devices on security. In fact, this particular brand of router is used by the Department of Defense at a number of locations, and partially because of the security capability of it. It is not even the type of security that a computer hacker, is going to have an opportunity to get to, because the security functions of it are a physical hardware thing rather than a computer program thing that a programmer can get in and fool with. It's going to be very fixed in a locked closet. We feel real comfortable with the confidence we have in the security level that your office will be secure into itself. You can reach out, but nobody can reach in.
So you think everyone's going to feel comfortable with the security aspect of having it all tied in? Because even before, I don't think all the computers in every office were tied into the...
No, they weren't. I know there's going to be an insecurity. I hope that I can answer those questions for everybody one-on-one. I feel confident with it. I feel very comfortable. We've got a good level of security with this proposal.
First Senator Taylor, then Senator Pierce.
Yeah, I was just going to put this matter before us. I assume it takes two motions. The first motion is, I don't have the numbers on it, but I do on the second. The second is $25,190, Webster Computer, San Jose, California. I don't know what the first one is.
First number, I believe, is...
127060. Yeah, 127060, and that refers to 90 Macintosh SE30 computers from other companies.
Rentex,
there we are. I would move that we approve both of those purchases.
Further discussion?
I would object only for the purpose of asking a question, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Pierce?
I assume that the computers that are going in the offices, and perhaps the ones that are going into the legislative information offices, also will also be available for other uses in those offices.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
What is the additional cost going to be of the software for that purpose? And moreover, and perhaps more importantly to me, what are we doing for all of the Macs to have the same programs on all of them, so that if we upgrade, we seem to buy, when we buy a new computer, we get the latest Word and the latest whatever, and it won't talk to the other computers in the office. How are we
have evaluated a package called ClarisWorks. Actually very inexpensive. It's Claris Corporation puts out a number of different types of software. ClarisWorks is one of these software packages that has both the word processor and a database manager. It is not a sophisticated package. I mean, none of the functions are extremely sophisticated, but we've tested it. Mail merges, simple correspondence, simple management of POM databases, constituent information that has capability is simple. We can get that in quantity discounts at $60 a unit. I was very much hoping that when we got back down to Juneau and I could sit down with the rules chairs that I could really propose that, and I think that there is funding within the data processing budget that we can start bringing that up. Some people are still going to want and insist on having the higher performance packages, and I don't have an answer. I hate to say no we shouldn't do that because different people have different needs, and I think that the rules chairman's leadership should react to those as those needs come up. But I would propose a use, and this is what is definitely, Mike Harmon has definitely agreed to that for his legislative information offices. So the 33, Mike will be purchasing a $60 package for each of those, which will provide him the basic software for those.
Mr. Chairman, I think probably the rules chairman should definitely look at that. And perhaps what we do is every office gets the basic package, and if any one of us wants to upgrade and get Word 6 now that it's out and Excel, whatever they're up to, we do it out of our allowance that comes to us each year and just put a moratorium on the on LAA, just automatically upgrading when one of us yelps.
I think that's a good suggestion. I think it's appropriate. And you're right. There's a proliferation of products out there, and certainly a lot of good ones, but I would agree that the need to standardize is definitely there now as the world, or legislative world, has turned more toward Macintoshes.
We have five computers in the office, and none of the five have the same software on them. Not a single two.
I think it's perhaps a bit of a manifestation of personalities involved as well. Further discussion. Motion is before us. Is there further discussion on the motion?
I would remove my objection.
I do not believe.
I'll second the motion.
For those purposes, I just for clarification, Representative, I don't believe we need a second motion any longer. Is there any objection to the motion as made by Senator Tillman? Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted. Just for clarification, Mr. Endicott, that is accurate, correct? I mean, the chair does not need, according to the rules of procedure that we operate under, the chair does not require a second. Is that correct?
Oh, boy. I think so, yes.
And you throw seconds given.
Does the chair require a second just for simple question?
I don't think so.
I don't believe so either. That's, but I don't
think so. Mr. Chairman, according to the minutes, there was a motion made that wasn't seconded in the last set of minutes.
Right. We've never operated with a second before, and that's, but I just want to clarify and make sure I wasn't doing anything incorrect. The next item on the agenda is an old item that former Senator Pershaw held near and dear to his heart. Cooper versus Legislature's update. I do not see Tim in the audience. Okay. What is the pleasure of the committee? Do they want it to Senator Kelly?
We lost, and the question is, do we appeal or not? You recall, we kind of put a $25,000 limit on grow acres. They burned it up. Frankly, I was the one that initiated this. At behest of Representative Pershaw, I don't think we should carry it further.
Did everyone hear the suggestion of Senator Kelly? Representative Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like, if we had the expertise somewhere, to explain to us what we've lost and where we go from here, because it seems like it's a very serious issue as far as loss of appropriation powers. And I'm concerned about that. So if we could have some kind of explanation or discussion, I would appreciate that.
Then, Mr. Chairman, I would move that we move agenda item 4 down right after number 11.
Okay. Any objection? Hearing none, we've dropped it lower onto the agenda. The next item is the item number 5, the Roberts complaint. Again, I believe we may need to wait for Tam on this one. I do not believe, correct me, Linda, have we actually been officially served?
According to the Attorney General's office, they have been served, and that in effect serves us because they're representing us in this case.
So we have, okay, officially then been served.
And the answer has to be by the 12th.
Okay, Senator Kelly?
I'll move them item number 5 down below item number 4, which are both going to be below item number 11.
Everyone hear that? We're putting number 5 below item number 4, which is below number 11. So we'll take them up when Tam is able to join us. Now, item number 6 is the reimbursement of uniform laws delegation. Mr. Endicott?
Well, Chairman Mueller, that the letter is written to you. We do have funding for it, and...
Have members had the opportunity, have the members had the opportunity to read the letter from Mr. Peterson?
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Kelly?
Mr. Chairman, these people actually do real good work. They were responsible in large part for the banking recodification we did in this last session. It's an active group that works hard. Public members of the group get reimbursed for travel, it's just the three private members are being asked to reimburse. It's not, it doesn't appear to be excessive to me.
I would agree. What they're basically asking for members' information is to be reimbursed approximately $1,700 for their out-of-pocket expenses while they attended the NC National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws. They're also asking for an allocation appropriation in the '95 budget, and we would like our allocation in the Y95 budget to be $6,000. That would provide each of us with $2,000 reimbursement. I believe I can speak for all three in saying that if our out-of-pocket expenses for the next annual meeting exceed that amount, we will nevertheless not seek an additional amount. Next year's eight-day meeting will be in midsummer in Chicago. Is there any further discussion about the request from Mr. Peterson? The chair would entertain, Senator Lemon?
I move to approve the request of giving $1,700 as requested.
Okay. Would you like to include a motion for next year's budget to be included in the legislative budget for next year, or would you like it to be a separate question, Senator?
Yeah, I would prefer it to be separate.
Okay, the motion for us is to reimburse the members of the Uniform Laws delegation to be reimbursed for their expenses for this past year. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the motion passes. Is there anyone who would like to make a motion for the allocation for appropriation for future expenses of '94?
We have time to bring that up in the budget process.
Sounds appropriate. Any objections to waiting to bring it up in the budget process for next year? Hearing none, will be dealt with at that point in time. Petersburg lease amendment, subject near and dear to Senator Taylor's heart, as well as Mr. Harmon, who I believe is on teleconference. Are you there, Mike? No? Senator Taylor, Mr. Endicott, would you like to address the first?
The Petersburg lease, this is no change to the lease, other than the fact that we are getting more space, and I understand better space than we had before. And the lease is still the same terms and everything, so it sounds like a win-win.
Right, that we needed to do this in relation, she was, the owner wanted to refinance the building or something like that?
Well, the owner had used it, wanted to combine the space with...
Was that it?
She was just expanding.
Was that it?
She owns the building outright, and she was just expanding back into the quarters that we were occupying, which was really quite cramped and small, provided no semblance of privacy at all, should people come in and want to meet with either myself or Representative Grusendorf. And so what they did, she took over this little kind of alcove area that we had, which was 400 and some square feet, and gave us the office space directly behind it, which is 600 and some square feet. So we gained a couple hundred square feet, it's a much better lighted area, a much nicer area for the same price. But I have to be perfectly honest with you, shortly after the move occurred, this transition has already happened, we got normal flooding, rainwater that occurs in the fall of the year in that area, and it flooded us out, about 2 inches of water.
Did it flood the alcove area too?
It didn't, that was the... We think we have that problem well taken care of, and I talked with the lady who's working there just as I came up on the plane yesterday, and she said it really is a lot nicer, and she appreciated the chance of moving in there.
Great, Representative Davidson?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would move for approval of the Petersburg lease amendment.
The motion has been made, is there any further discussion? Are there any objections? Hearing none, the amendment to the lease of the Petersburg Borough is approved. The next item on the agenda is the Carver IFPs for the House Finance Committee and also the Court Building. Mr. Endicott?
Mr. Chairman, House Finance co-chairs have agreed to pay for the carpeting in the, it's at their request that we would put these proposals out. And the recommendation here is that the low bidder floor craft be awarded the bid. The total is $8,753.79. Question to be glad to answer.
I think for clarification of the members, this is an item that was included in the budget process, or it was money that was originally intended or put into the budget process for the coming year. And it is coming out of House Finance Funds. Representative Larson did want me to make that clear to members of the committee. They are not pledge council funds. Is there a discussion or a motion?
I so move.
Motion's made by Speaker Barnes that we award the contract to Floorcraft for a total price of $8,753.79.
Mr. Chairman, just for a point of discussion, do they intend to have this done before session starts?
Yes.
That was my understanding.
Is it
red?
No, it is blue with a border about this thick around the outside edge.
Some blood was spilled.
Okay. Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing no objection, the House Finance Committee will be receiving new carpet. The the next item, with the committee's permission, I would like to take up item number 10 first.
Steve.
Legislative office space.
You figure on a roll.
Let's see. Yeah, we're on a roll. That's right. Well, actually, number 8B and 9 are logically after number 10. Members were moving their packet to item number 10.
There's nothing in there.
Legislative office space. Actually, I should probably turn over to Speaker Barnes at this point.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the council, the Attorney General's office, and myself, and the governor's office reached an agreement to have the Attorney General move from the fourth floor of the Capitol Building across into the space, the sixth floor of the Court Building presently occupied by the House Minority. The cost to the move is for relocating the walls because they need a different floor plan than is presently there for the House Minority. So we are exchanging space more or less. We're doing no remodeling in the fourth floor of the Capitol Building. We are taking down the walls, the electrical units, the carpet in the Court Building to make it conducive to the Attorney General's use. All that will take place by December the 10th, at which time the fourth floor will be cleaned up, renovated for the House Minority members to move in.
What's the amount?
Pardon me?
What was the total amount of the move?
Malcolm is doing all the work in-house, and when I last talked to him, he said it will be less than $120,000. And all of that is coming out of the House Leadership Fund.
Representative Phillips.
Can we speak to the issue itself?
Certainly.
On the issue. For many, many years, legislative bodies have discussed getting the legislature all into the Capitol Building and Department of Law into the Court Building. And we have the opportunity to do it now, and I think it's you know, it's the appropriate move for the legislature to be taking. We should all be together.
So terrorists have hoped for the same thing.
Senator Kelly, I'm
just asking, how many minority members do we have?
How they're viewed.
13 plus Representative Foster. So there will be 14 move over into the Capitol building.
So we'll have a whole floor for 14 people, right?
There will
half a floor.
Eventually. See, Representative or Senator Kelly, half that floor is already occupied by legislators. So it will be the half end presently occupied by the Department of Law. And initially, there will not be a conference room because the Attorney General and his support staff will stay there until the spam can move takes place so there can be people move out of the court building into the spam can.
Senator Jacko.
Does the 100 plus thousand include renovation costs of the court building?
Yes.
It does?
Yes.
So you're paying for the renovation for the governor to move in?
Excuse me?
You're paying for the renovation for the law, Department of Law to move into the fourth floor?
They have no money, so I'm paying for the walls to be moved, the heating units, and the carpet. And DOT is doing the rest of the work.
Discussion to the issue, Senator Little.
Thank you. Is there enough room for 14 offices on the in half of the?
Yes, there is. Representative Phillips and I went down there personally last Tuesday to inspect the office space. There will be no remodeling done on the fourth floor, other than cleaning it up prior to this legislative session beginning. Any future remodeling will be done after the end of next session.
And Cliff gets his office.
Yes. That's what this is all about.
I did this with Attorney General Cole this morning, just bumped into him, and I said, now, you're fine with this? And he said, yes, provided I get Representative Davidson's office until the swap, we're okay. So, he is
a rib takes.
December the 10th.
Man's a veritable linchpin.
Is there further discussion to the issue? I believe, Madam Speaker, do we need a motion to approve the transfer of funds from the House leadership?
No.
No?
You do not. The only motion you need is the first motion I would like to make is a move that the office space presently occupied by the Attorney General be allocated to the House minority members plus
Representative Foster.
Representative Foster.
On that point, do we want to specify that it be the minority members, because in the future it may be anybody in there?
Well, that's true. Just to the House.
Yeah.
So I move that it be allocated to the House.
Representative Davidson.
No one from the minority has contacted my office one way or the other. I'd like that on the public record.
Senator Little.
What accommodations are planned for people in this time where they aren't going to have a home?
There were three people in Juneau presently in the court building. We made majority members office available for them to move into, with exception, it's my understanding that Representative Ulmer chose not to move into the offices that we had made available to her, and that either moved into yours or Representative or Senator Salo is one.
And certainly I'd make my office available to anyone who would like to use it. Is there further discussion on the motion?
Can we take just about a
5 minute break? We will take a... It is now 8 minutes after. We will take a 3 minute at ease.
3 minute.
How many square feet?
Council meeting. Representative Madam Speaker Barnes has made a motion onto the council that we designate this space to be allocated toward the House at this time. Is there any objection to the motion?
Well, just
Senator Kelly.
I hope that the House realizes they owe the Senate one on this.
It will be noted in memory.
We always pay our debts.
That's acknowledgement, right?
Is this some kind of trick financing?
And hearing no objection, the motion carries. Then we go return them logically to 8B, which is the RFP for the court building and the carpet there.
And I'd like to move that at this time, Mr. Chair.
The motion's been made by Madam Speaker to approve the carpet for, I believe, $17,587.68 for the court building from House Leadership Fund.
Yes,
from
sir.
House Leadership
House
Funds.
Leadership Funds.
The low bidder is Paul's Floor Service out of Juneau.
Glad to see it's a local distributor.
Is there any discussion? Senator Till.
The only question I had is I don't think it's up to us to vote on it.
Yeah, it is.
What is?
Because it's over $5,000.
Oh, I see.
Anything that's over $5,000 has to be approved by council.
We have to approve the contract, but she doesn't have to give them the money.
That's true.
She's in control of the money.
Right?
I've already transferred the money to Malcolm.
Recognizing a fait accompli when faced with one, I withdraw.
Is there further discussion? Are there any objections? Hearing none, Paul's Floor Service and the low bid is adopted for the carpet. The next item is number 9, the electrical RFP for the court building.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Madam Speaker moves that we award the contract to Alcan Electrical Engineering for a total price of $37,725. Is there any discussion?
There is. Alcan's bid was $125 more than Northern Construction of Off Bay. What was the reason for taking it?
Well, it was $1,000.
The reason was that the other company did not meet the requirements of Wassinger, et cetera, et cetera.
The lower bidder, in this case, Northern Construction, did not have a contractor's license, nor did they provide a copy of that license with their bid. Consequently,
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, they have a license, but they did not submit it, and it is a requirement of the bid, and it was written very clearly stated that they submit a copy of that, and it just keeps us from getting into a real mess when people do submit without a copy. But
right.
It's unfortunate, and it
the legislative procurement procedure section 133 specifies that stipulation. Is there further discussion? Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, the motion is adopted. I would note for the council that we do have the three candidates for the executive director position in the audience, Mr. Jones, Ivy Williams, and Pam Stoops. I've invited them all to be here this morning a little bit earlier in the discussion and the interviewing process, solely for the reason I felt it'd be beneficial for all of them, if they were to be selected, to be familiar with the issues that we're dealing with now and to be up to speed on what's happening. So I appreciate all of them coming this morning and taking time out of their day. The next item on the agenda is item number 11, plate maker for a print shop. Yes, Senator.
I move that we approve the VRA plate maker at $16,380.
Yes, it is, Senator Taylor.
And that's purchased to AM Multigraphics.
AM Multigraphics, correct. Is there any discussion?
So moved.
Are there any objections? Yes, Representative Phillips.
I would just think that the friendly amendment to the motion that it should include the fact that the money will come from the print shop's carryover funds.
Yes, but it is a sole source purchase.
Right. Right. That's what I meant to say.
Thank you, Senator Taylor. Is there any objection to the amendment to the motion? Hearing none. For further discussion on the motion as amended. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, the motion is adopted as amended. We've now come to item number 12, and I would request that we take about a two-minute at ease here to...
Well, Mr. Chairman, we have 4 and 5 to go.
Oh, this is correct.
That is...
Yeah, so I make a motion to take a... we're going to have a two-minute at ease here, and we'll find out where Tam's plane is at.
Objection, Tom.